to swim in that river of God's anointing today. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We are so glad that you have joined us today. Brother Ken has a great show right before us, Gospel Highlights. Maybe you can tune in early and catch some of his show. And he is a wonderful guy, and he's a Bucks fan.
All right.
Yes, he is. Right. He's a Bucks fan, so that makes it really cool. So anyway, we got a lot going on today on Living the Good Life, and we are glad you have tuned in. You have plenty of time, since we're on for 2 hours. You have plenty of time to call a friend, a family member.
Only two hours, Nathan.
I don't know what. I don't know, but I mean, it goes quick when you're in here. I'll tell you, it really does. With me today is Brother Nathan Burton, our minister of music at Beacon of Hope, and such a joy. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and Connie Farmer will be calling in a minute, so let me know when she does. And because this is a very special day on Living the Good Life. And as always, we are all about getting the Word of God down on the inside of you. And you know, while we're doing that, Nathan, it just spills over and gets down on the inside of us even deeper, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And it spills out again.
And it spills out again. It's that river of God's anointing. Now, do you remember when we picked that song for the opening song? Clear back, it's been like almost 4 years that we picked that song. And it's just stayed with us because it just talks about the swimming in God's anointing. Mm-hmm. You know, just relaxing in his anointing, his presence. And I don't know about you, but I am still in a really wild place from this morning's service at Beacon of Hope. I'm not kidding you. Did God move or did God move?
He's still moving.
It's just been a great day, hasn't it? Yes. It just really has. So you are in for some real blessing today on Living the Good Life. As always, our shows are live. And there was one recorded show, and as soon as Connie joins us, we'll talk about that one show that was pre-recorded before it went on the air. And you're going to remember which one that was in just a minute. But we are always live, and it's exciting. I look forward to this all week, and I've got such a wonderful radio team. There's 8 or 9 of us now, and you just recently rejoined our radio team, and we're so glad you did, Nathan. You're just a joy, such a joy. Do you enjoy doing radio?
Yes, I do. Yes,
it's fun, isn't it?
I enjoy being here. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And we never know what God's going to do. You don't have a script before you, do you?
No.
There's no script.
Just a little outline here saying what's going in the order of, you know.
The songs and all that.
And that kind of thing, but nothing.
No, and there's times that God has me change a song, too, so we never know. But that's all we have in front of us is a little outline of time so that we get everything in that needs to be done in these 2 hours. But it is just a joy to be able to share the Word of God. That's what it's all about.
Yes,
you love the Word as much as I love the Word, Nathan. You hear it read, you hear it taught, you hear it preached, you hear it spoken, and it's just a joy.
Yes.
Just thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they became to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart.
What, 4 years? Are you celebrating 4 years?
We are, Bill.
Yes.
Engineer Bill. Is Connie on?
Yeah.
Is that 4 years of Beacon of Hope Ministries?
Oh, no. Beacon of Hope is in its 10th year.
Oh, wow.
The radio ministry what's that?
I said a decade.
A decade. Yeah, we're in our 10th year. We will celebrate our 10th anniversary in October of this year, of 2011, because we started in 2001. So this is in our 10th year. But 4 years ago this week, we began right here on this radio station, although I'd had a radio show in Indiana for 5 years when I pastored up there. But the Ministry of Beacon of Hope's radio ministry started 4 years ago this past week.
Well, what was in February? You had a party in February,
That was our 200th show.
We
like to
party
all the time, Bill.
That's right.
Yeah,
for any reason.
Just party.
I like partying with these people.
Yeah, we're fun.
Oh, Connie, I asked you to call in even though you weren't scheduled today. You were on last week, but speaking of last week, Connie, and we'll get back to this anniversary deal. What an anointed show we had last week with you and me and Pastor Michelle, did we not?
Yes.
And that's her answer.
So
yes.
Yes.
What do you have to say about last week's show? And do you want to tell the audience what happened to it, where it normally goes, like the next day after the show?
Oh, yeah. We were teaching on don't buy the lie from the devil.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so it was so good, and we were just flowing, and everything was just spot on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it came time for Maxine, our webmaster, to put it on the web, lo and behold, somehow there were all kinds of glitches.
Yeah.
And I don't think it got on there finally till what?
Yesterday.
Thursday or Friday?
Yesterday, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally
so
got
if
on.
If anybody wants to listen to it, you better listen to it, but be sitting down, because now that it's on the web, it's going to knock you down if you're standing
Woo,
up.
Glory. It's going to knock you down. It was a good show.
Woo.
Yes. So you can go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com, and go to last Sunday, which was April 3rd, and listen to the show, and you can listen to all of the last couple years are on our website. And then there's others that are on our website. But the one thing I wanted to point out today is that it was 4 years ago this week that you and Nathan and I sat around this table right here at Tan Talk 1340 for the very first time. And we pre-recorded that show. Do you guys remember that? That it was pre-recorded.
Was
we didn't do it live.
That's right.
We did it pre-recorded, and then we all had a party at my house. Remember when it aired? It was just a one-hour show. It was 5 to 6. And we had a party, a big beacon party at my house, and we all listened to the first show. And but it was frustrating that we pre-recorded it because we kept thinking, oh, we can go back and change this or change that. And it just got, no, that was the only show we pre-recorded. From that point on, we did not.
Live.
It was always been live. So, Connie, what has this radio ministry meant to you through these years, 4 years?
Well, it's just, I think the best part about it is we know that it's his ministry, because if we actually knew all the people that were listening that were getting touched by this.
Right.
You know, I'd be afraid that it might go to our heads or something, you know?
Yeah. We might think we were hot stuff, right,
right,
or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I think it's better that, I mean, not that we're vain people or anything
like that.
And I wouldn't want anything that would, you know, that would take us that path. But I think it's even really cooler so that when we get to heaven, and, that one Ray Bolt song that we like, Thank You.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he talks about all the people that comes up to him and says, thank you for giving to the Lord, because they were touched by different aspects of that man's ministry.
And exactly.
And so can you imagine the millions of people that are going to come up to us and just say, thanks for Tan Talk radio show?
Exactly. Yes. Absolutely. It's cool. And, 4 years is a long time to be doing this every single week. I love it. I enjoy it so much. I've had people say to me, oh, don't you ever want a break? No, unless I'm out of town, I don't want a break. I want to continue to do this every single week. I enjoy it that much. Nathan, what has the radio ministry meant to you? And we're so glad you've just rejoined the radio team from a little break that you took.
Well, it's an outreach that is having an effect on people's lives.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that as the word goes forth, it does not return unto God void.
Exactly.
But it accomplishes that thing whereunto he sent it.
Right.
And as he gives us the word and we minister the word,
right,
we know that it is accomplishing what he sent it to do.
Amen.
And it's exciting.
It is.
To be a part of that, to be a vessel, you know, to be used to do that.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, where else can we do that?
Right.
You know,
it's wonderful.
It's like being in a pulpit.
Right. It is.
With thousands and thousands of people in attendance.
Exactly.
You know.
And, you know, this station has bought other stations now, so this show is not just live in the Tampa Bay Area on the radio, but in about 8 states, so that's pretty cool. And besides all the web, you know.
Yes.
So if you're listening on the radio, you can actually tune in to www.tantalk1340.com and actually see us on video and be a part of that listening around the globe. So that's real exciting. Connie, did you have anything else to say? I know you're on the run today, and we've kept you very busy today at Beacon, but did you have anything else you wanted to say before I get to this first song?
No. I think we said it all.
All right. Okay.
Fourth year, and looking forward to 4 billion more.
There you go. Fifth year begins today.
Yes.
So praise God, because last Sunday officially ended our fourth year with show number 208.
Yeah.
So this is 209. So. Connie, thank you for your faithfulness. Connie, you're our music director for the show, and we thank you that you do such a great job all the time with the music. God bless you. Have a good afternoon, and let's listen to Todd Agnew, Shepherd. We need to hear your voice, whatever you might say. Show us the way. I've never heard that song. That's a powerful song by Todd Agnew.
Yes, it is.
So we are live here, Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in the studio in Clearwater, Florida on an absolutely gorgeous day. Let's go to John chapter 10, and we're going to see what Jesus says in this chapter. It's another one of those declarations in the book of John where he says, I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the book of John is full of I am the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. He said that. He said, I am the light of the world. Mm-hmm. We talked about that last week. He said, I'm the resurrection and the life. And here in John 10, he says, I am the good shepherd, you know?
Yep.
And he also says he's the door.
Yep.
You know, he's the door. So let's look at John chapter 1. And this starts out in the King James by Jesus saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, which the Bible says that Jesus said that 137 times. He was trying to get people to listen up, you know, equivalent to our like saying, hey, guys, everybody listen now. So Jesus in the Message Bible, it starts out John chapter 10, verse 1. Let me set this before you as plainly as I can. If a person climbs over or through the fence of a sheep pen instead of going through the gate, you know, he's no good. He's a sheep rustler.
Hmm.
And what Jesus is talking about here is a thief, right?
Yep.
a thief, and a thief that would try to steal sheep. Okay, yep. The Greek word right there is actually klepto, which really is cool because that's where the word kleptomaniac came from, and it means steal.
Yep.
You know, and the devil is out to steal sheep, is he not, Nathan?
Yes, he is.
Always into that. Why does he want to steal sheep?
Well, primarily, he because it's against God's will.
Okay, right.
And he wants anyone that he can deceive.
Right.
Anyone that he could lead astray.
Exactly.
Anyone that he can blind to the truth.
Right.
I mean, he feels victorious.
Exactly.
That. That's what he wants to do. So, therefore, stealing sheep, I mean, he's done his very best.
He's a sheep rustler.
Yes, a sheep rustler.
And really, we see this in, you know, all of Christianity. We see how people allow the devil to take them from where they really need to be in God, in God's sheepfold. And so often situations, and we'll talk about more of this in the next segment, but the devil does a really good job of trying to steal sheep here. I mean,
he manages
to get a few.
Especially nowadays, you know, people are often offended.
Right. Easily offended.
By what the word has to say.
That's true too.
And also by mishandling of the word.
Exactly.
There's a lot of mishandling of the word of God. And
right.
As it goes forth from deceivers.
Right.
You know, and people are offended.
Oh, they get offended,
and
yeah.
And they leave. They get out of the fold.
Right. Yeah. I taught a series last fall in Bible study on Wednesday night. We called it Offense, Take It or Leave It. And it was really powerful because a lot of us noticed that the devil does try to get us to take offense at something someone says or whatever. The devil's always in there trying to steal sheep. He's
always,
a steep shealer.
Always.
A sheep stealer. There you go. I said a steep shealer. So I don't mean that. All right. I don't know what verse this is, but it's 2 or 3. The shepherd walks right up to the gate. That's the true shepherd. The gatekeeper opens the gate to him, and the sheep recognize his voice. And I love that in that Todd Agnew song we just played. We just need to hear your voice, whatever you might say. We have a need down on the inside of us to hear the voice of God,
yes,
don't we?
Yes, we do.
Whether it's in a song or a sermon or just God speaking to you in the middle of the night and waking you up and saying something profound to you, or just saying, hey, wake up, let's talk, or whatever he does, you know.
Or just saying, I love you.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. And I love this next part. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Mm. And I love that. I mentioned this morning in my sermon at Beacon, and this first part of the radio show may be similar to that sermon, but it's going a different direction. But that the sheepfolds back in those times were very short buildings. They were not very tall because sheep aren't real tall. And they were short buildings. And in that little sheepfold, there was always a courtyard where they went out and they kind of played and hung out and had recess. Or I don't know what you do in a sheepfold, whatever you do. Your hangout spot, you know. And then around that whole sheepfold was a wall that was not very tall, maybe 3 to 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And on the top of that wall was a layer of thorns.
Mm.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
And that was to keep the sheep stealer or the rustler or the devil, basically, out.
Yes.
You know? And that is just so profound that there was that whole layer of thorns, which we can talk about that later. But the whole idea was that the shepherd was to protect his sheep.
Yes.
That's the whole goal. Shepherd's going to protect his sheep. And if it means putting thorns on the outer wall so the bad guys can't get in, well, you know, we see that in, great big estates or whatever. They have those tall wrought iron, posts, and at the top is pointed. So if you try to get over, you're going to get
stabbed.
Yes. And you're going to get pierced to death or whatever.
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, it's so cool because it was their tradition in Bible days to name their sheep.
Yeah.
Just like we name our dogs. You have Sarah.
Fresca.
And
Pookie.
And Pookie. Pookie's a wonderful dog.
Yes, she is.
Our dear Jim Patterson's dog originally, right?
Yes.
Pookie was,
yes.
Right? And he listens to the show a lot. If you're listening, dear Jim, we miss you and hope to see you soon. And I have Zoe Grace and Bailey Boy McAllister, and they're wonderful little doggies, and they know their names,
yes,
you know?
Yes, they do.
Oh, my gosh, they know their names.
Yes, they do.
All I have to do is say, Zoe Grace, bam, she's right there. She knows, you know? Well, the sheep knew their voices. They knew the voice of the shepherd, I mean. They knew their names.
Yes.
I said that wrong. The sheep knew their names.
Yes.
And whatever the names of all those sheep were, we were speculating earlier, maybe Delilah or Samson or Fred or, you know, Ethel or...
Or Lucy.
Lucy or Ricky. Whatever the names of all those sheep were, they knew their names.
Yes, they did.
And the shepherd called them by name.
Yes.
Has God ever called you by name, Nathan
yes,
Burton?
Yes, he has. And, you know, and it's a wonderful thing to realize that he knows me by name.
Exactly.
And when he calls my name, there's a stirring inside.
Yes.
It's a happy feeling.
Woo.
You know? God knows my name.
He knows you.
He knows my name, you know.
Does he call you Nathaniel or does he call you Nathan?
Both.
Because both of those are your name. Yeah,
yeah. He calls me both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, it is cool.
And so the cool thing here is that the good shepherd, which is Jesus, calls us by name, knows us, protects us. We're yes. in the sheepfold. And the cool thing about the thorns, I think, is yes. that Jesus allowed himself to have a crown of thorns
yes.
put on his head.
Yes.
And those thorns pierced his head and, you know, with just pain. It had to be in the blood running down.
Yes.
He allowed that, and when we claim that over our own minds, you
yes.
know, that blood of Jesus that came off of his head
yes.
for us, when we plead the blood of Jesus because of the thorns
yes.
that pierced his head, we have a safeguard against the sheep rustler,
yes,
the devil,
yes,
you know?
Because we are his sheep.
We're his sheep.
And he calls us by name.
Whoa, absolutely. You know, when you just said that, it just reminded me, and I've told our listening audience, we don't plan what we're going to say. We have a general idea of where we're going, but we never end up in the same place. So anyway, it doesn't matter. We just let the Holy Spirit run the show. He's
yes.
in charge.
Yes.
It just reminded me of Psalm 100 when you just said that. So I'm going to turn back here real quick and read it. Psalm 100 says this, "On your feet now, applaud God." Is this the one I was thinking of? Yeah, it is. "Bring a gift of laughter." Isn't that cool? Bring a gift of laughter. He loves that. The shepherd loves laughter.
Yes,
you
does.
Know, the shepherd of real sheep, I mean, sheep that are like animal sheep, probably was happy when the sheep were happy and running and frolicking and playing.
Having good grass to eat.
Oh, good grass and just having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sing yourselves into his presence.
Yes.
Well, we did that this morning at Beacon of Hope.
Oh, did we? It's still there.
It's still there. I know. I'm still in that place. Oh. Know this. God is God and God. He made us. We didn't make him. We're mm-hmm. his people, his well-tended sheep. I love that.
Hallelujah.
Now, I love this next. This is verse 4 of Psalm 100. "Enter with the password, thank you." Isn't that cool?
Thank you.
Isn't that cool? The password, thank you. We all have passwords for our computers and our phones and everything else. "Enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home talking praise."
Yes, Lord.
"Thank him, worship him, for God is sheer beauty."
Yes, he is.
"All generous in love, loyal always and ever." And, ooh, isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
I want to hear it, though. I'm going to go back here. I've got my little green Bible here. I'm going to Psalm 100 in the NIV, and here's what it says. And a lot of you out there will be able to relate to this. "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness and come before him with joyful songs." We did that today, didn't
yeah.
we? "Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture."
Yes.
"Enter his gates with thanksgiving."
Yes.
We sing that a lot. "And his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations." We're the sheep of his pasture.
We're the sheep of his pasture.
Woo!
Uh-huh.
So he's happy when we're happy.
Yes.
So let's go back to John 10 a minute and see what Jesus was saying to all those that were gathered around him. And he's talking about how God wants to lead his sheep. Mm-hmm. And that is about verse, I don't know, can you tell it in your Bible? Is it verse 5 or 4?
About verse 4.
Okay. Do you want to read it and what you have in your message there?
The gatekeeper opens the gate to him, and the sheep recognize his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he gets them all out, he leads them, and they follow because they are familiar with his voice. They won't follow a stranger's voice, but will scatter because they aren't used to the sound of it.
Ooh. Hmm. They hear his voice. They know his voice. Do mm-hmm. we know the voice of God? That
yes.
is our question right now today. Because the devil, we're piggybacking a little bit on last week's show, which was Don't Buy the Lie. The devil will always come in and try to make his voice
sound like, yes, oh yes.
How does he do that, Nathan? How does he try to do that?
How does he try to do that? Well, he will try to quote scripture.
There you go. Sound religious.
You know.
Yes.
Like he did with Jesus.
Yes.
When Jesus had fasted for 40 days in the wilderness.
Right.
And he said, you know, when Jesus quoted scripture right back to him, just threw it right back in his face.
Right.
And, you know, and he didn't misrepresent. And Satan always misrepresents the scripture.
Distorts it a little bit. He changes yes. it. And we're not talking about a different translation.
No.
We're talking about Satan tries to get you to not see the truth of what God is saying in that scripture. And he tries to get you, again, piggybacking on last week, to buy the lie.
Yep.
You know? And one of those things the devil wants you to do is to not think that God can hear you and to speak to you. Let me say that in a positive way. God wants you to know that he's speaking to you and you can hear his voice.
And you can recognize
his voice.
Because you're the sheep of his pasture.
Amen. There you go. But the devil does not want you to do that. He doesn't want you to recognize the voice of God. And so there is this tug of war.
Yes.
Because let's go on with where we were right there, starting with verse, whatever that is, because I wrote over it, so that's why I can't tell you.
It's verse 6.
Jesus told this simple story.
Verse 6.
Yeah, you want to read that down through verse 10?
Jesus told this simple story, but they had no idea what he was talking about. So he tried again. I'll be explicit then. I am the gate for the sheep. All those others are up to no good. Sheep stealers, every one of them. But the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture.
Amen.
A thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they had ever dreamed of.
Oh, my. And then we're going to get into the Good Shepherd in a little while. But first, let's just tackle this part right here. He's in a lot of translations, he says, I'm the door.
Yes.
So in the Message Bible, he says he's the gate.
Yes.
Okay, it's the same thing. He's the way you get into the sheepfold.
Yes.
You get into the sheepfold by going through Jesus and by accepting him as your Lord and Savior and saying, I submit to you, Jesus. I need you in my heart, in my life. And he's the gate. He's the door. He's the way to eternal life, you know?
Yes.
And I think this is really cool here that he acknowledges there's a lot of people out there that are not the gate. They are not the way. You know, we've got people out
that are imitators.
Exactly. We've got people out there that are worshiping all kinds of idols, all kinds of. We got people that put their trust in crystals, that put their trust in all kinds of crazy
things. Worship other people,
worship little idols, you know,
and it's
little fat men and all kinds of things. I mean,
the little fat man.
I mean, there's a whole lot of idols out there, you know, and people have done this. They have fallen and bought the lie. They've fallen for that lie for thousands and thousands of years.
They have fought wars over these lies.
They have. That's a really good point.
That's the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, you know, God's way is a way of peace.
Amen.
He brings peace.
And he always talks to us. Go ahead.
And he always talks to us. And, and when he talks to us, he brings peace.
Exactly.
It's a peaceful voice. And it's not something that we quibble over or quarrel over.
Exactly.
But in the churches nowadays, there's a lot of quibbling and quarreling going on.
Right.
A lot of warring going on.
Right.
Because the enemy has infiltrated the ranks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, absolutely. So. That's just profound, and that's exactly right. And I dare say that these idols of stone, brass, crystal, yes, whatever they are, do not speak to you.
Not at all.
Okay? Tarot cards, no, all of that. These are all lies of the devil, yes, psychic readers, yes, and all of that. Somebody out there may be saying, well, I went to one once and it turned out okay. Well, you know what? That's not the norm, and that's not
going to turn out okay in the long run.
Right, exactly, because that's listening to the voice of the devil.
That's right.
And, you know, the devil gives suggestions.
Oh, yes.
He gives suggestions to you. You know, I don't think so-and-so really likes you very well. They didn't speak to you this morning at church. Or, you know, I don't think God's going to take care of your needs.
Or did you see how so-and-so looked at you today?
That's right.
You know?
Exactly. You know, they don't really like you.
And, you know, a lot of times we misinterpret an expression of someone's face.
Exactly.
It had absolutely nothing to do with you.
Right.
You know, they were thinking about something else.
Totally.
But, you know, when you just happen to catch their face at that moment.
Absolutely.
And misinterpret and take it to heart. And that's
the enemy. Trick. It's a trick and a trap. And we've been exposing tricks and traps in the last few weeks here on Living the Good Life. We're going to keep exposing them. Because the devil does not want you to hear God's voice. He wants you to hear the suggestions that are put in your mind by the devil. Those suggestions have everything to do with self-pity, with depression, anxiety, fear,
anger,
you know,
resentment,
all of that.
All of anything that's anti-God.
Exactly. and God does not speak to you and say, you know, so-and-so really hates you over there.
No.
You know, God's not going to do that. He's all about love.
Love. All about love.
And he says he's the good shepherd.
Yes.
And we need to learn, and we're going to talk more about this in the next segment, how to distinguish these voices.
Oh,
okay?
Yes.
So let's look at verse 11. And do you want to read 11 through 13?
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd puts the sheep before himself, sacrifices himself if necessary. A hired man is not a real shepherd. The sheep mean nothing to him. He sees a wolf come and runs for it, leaving the sheep to be ravaged and scattered by the wolf. He's only in it for the money. The sheep don't matter to him.
Whoa. Unfortunately, there's a lot of
wolves
out there in sheep's clothing. They make themselves look like they have a good heart, but God looks at the motive of the heart, doesn't he, Nathan?
And there, yes, and it's an unfortunate pattern that's emerging among some of the great leaders of the faith, where they fall.
Yeah.
And when they fall, because they have exalted themselves so high, they fall very,
very
far
hard.
Very hard. And to the place where if we're not careful.
Sure. We
fall because we criticize them.
Right. Right. So we have to keep on guard to not do that and to just leave them in God's hands.
Yes.
And there's been a lot of that through the years.
Yes.
And but the point right here, talking about the good shepherd, he puts the sheep before himself.
Yes.
You know, sacrifices himself if necessary. Did he sacrifice himself?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He went to the cross.
A prophetic utterance.
This was prophetic, but right before it happened, he's saying, you know, I'm the good shepherd. He even says boldly here, I am the good shepherd.
I'm the good shepherd. Yep.
You know? And then he says the good shepherd may have to sacrifice himself for the sheep.
Yep.
Which is exactly what happened.
Exactly what he did.
And, you know, it's so profound here that the devil tries so hard to confuse our minds.
Mm.
Okay? Confusion is a tool of the devil.
Yes.
The devil wants us to say things like, I don't know if that was God or what was that? Or was that just me or what was that? The voice of God, and we'll teach on this sometime soon, but the voice of God should become clearer and clearer to you.
Yes.
The more you walk with the Lord.
And the more you you listen to it.
There, that's it right there. That's it.
And see, that's, we have to be careful who we're listening to.
That's exactly right. Oh, that is so right.
And one way that we know the voice of God is by the reading the Word of God.
Amen.
Because He will never contradict His Word.
Amen, brother. He will not. He will not. So, what Jesus said and what is written here, when you hear these things in your head, it's got to line up with the Word.
It's got to line up with the Word.
And if you are sitting out there going, well, I don't know enough Word to know if it lines up or not,
then you need to get to reading.
You need to get to reading. All right. Brother Nathan said it. You heard it here first. But, you know, also, yeah, let me do that, Bill. All right. Yes. Boing. You need to get to reading. Yes. But even more than that, I mean, yes, you've got to do that. But it is, you can tell some things, whether it's God or not, by what happens as a result of what is said to you.
Because everything has consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And when we measure out the consequences, when we see the consequences,
right,
we can determine then the source.
Exactly. Therefore, if something God says to you brings peace,
then it's God.
Woo.
And if it brings confusion,
yes,
it's the devil.
Right. Because the devil is all about confusion.
He's all about confusion.
He's all about mixing up the situation.
Yes, he is.
We talked last week on the radio show about the devil's all about condemnation.
Yes.
And Romans 8:1 says there's therefore now no condemnation.
And I like the expression of the time. There's therefore now.
Yeah, now.
Now.
Yes.
No condemnation.
Right. And because when we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from
all unrighteousness.
How much?
All.
All unrighteousness.
All.
And there might be listeners out there right now saying, you don't have any clue what I'm doing right now or what I've done. And you have no idea the mess I've got myself in. And God would say to you today, all you do is run to the Lord and confess. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Go ahead.
He's looking for you.
Yes.
He's calling.
Oh, he's really looking.
Right now. Even through this radio program.
He's looking.
He's looking for you. He's calling to you because He wants to be your shepherd.
He certainly is. He's the good shepherd and he's looking for his sheep.
That's right.
You know, when you think of that analogy of sheep, you know, our friend Carol up in Georgia used to have sheep. Mm-hmm. You know, she had goats and sheep. I don't know if you remember one night in Bible study, she did an impression of the difference between the sheep sound and the goat sound, but there definitely is a difference. They sound different. But, you know, the shepherd to sheep, he knew how to call his sheep. He knew the sound, you know.
Yes.
I mean, when I call my dogs, who are not sheep, they're dogs, but when I call them, come on, Bailey, come on, Zoe. I mean, I can get just as far as come on sometimes, and they're already out off of the chair wherever they were sleeping, and they're coming to me.
I love it when you tell them to go into their condo. And
they just go, don't they?
Just go.
Yeah, I say, go to your condo, and that's their little crate that they stay in sometimes when I'm gone.
Yeah.
They go straight into the condo. They know that word. They know they're getting a treat for going to their condo. But it's that thing of they hear my voice, and I don't know. We should try it. Sometime next time you guys are over, we'll try and see if you say, if they go to the condo, they would obey you. I think that would be interesting.
That could be
kind of a trick, you know, to see. Because the thing is, so often we get so confused with the voice that we're hearing. And it becomes a real problem for us, and we're going to talk more about this in just as soon as we do this next song. But I got to go back to John 10:10. I think of all the scriptures that I've taught in the last 4 years on this radio show, I have probably mentioned this one verse more than any other verse. If I could go back and listen to all those shows and catalog all the verses that I teach, I think John 10:10 is probably the verse that I have taught the most.
It's an important one.
Oh, it's huge. Why is it so important?
Oh,
the thief comes to
steal, kill, and destroy. Who's the thief? That's the devil.
Right.
But I am come that you might have life and having that more abundantly.
Amen. Why is that so important, Nathan?
Oh, please.
Abundant life.
Abundant life.
Till it overflows. It says in the Amplified Bible, till it overflows.
You know,
and just like all you can take. And more is coming. You know, abundant life.
What more could you ask for?
Right.
You know, you don't want to ask for stealing, killing, and destroying.
Who wants that? Yeah. You know, who wants that?
You get enough of that without asking for it.
Right. That's that Greek word klepto. You know, we don't want the kleptomaniac, the devil, that's out there stealing from us.
He's definitely a maniac.
He is a maniac. Yes, he really is. But he steals our joy. He steals our peace. He steals our ability to relax sometimes.
Yes.
We get so anxious.
And worried.
Worried and worried. Stressed.
Yes.
Stress all comes from the inside, by the way.
Yes.
You know, so often we blame it on everything around us.
Yes.
But it's what we're doing with what's going on around us.
How we are dealing with it.
Exactly.
And that's exactly where it comes from.
And if we go through our day going, okay, hey, what comes my way, a God, you and I can handle it, and
that's
we're
right.
going to deal with it.
That's right.
Instead of getting all uptight and, oh, this is going to be a stressful day.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people, you know, say in my job different times, they've said, oh, this is going to be a horrible week. I got this, I got that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're already
confessing it,
bringing it on.
Yeah.
You know?
There's power in your words.
Woo! And, you know, the devil does not. In fact, I wrote that down on this little sticky right here. Satan blinds us to the real value of our words.
Oh, please.
Is that not true or what?
He takes hold of every negative expression.
Yes.
And brings it to pass.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just like when you say that negative stuff, all it does is tip the devil off on how he's going to get you.
What is his plan?
What his plan is. He's going to get you, and that's how he's going to get you. Oh my, this next song is by 33 Miles, and it's called Jesus Calling, and he is calling you, my friend, right now. He's speaking to your heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
What do you see when you look at your world today? Is it so full of clutter that you feel like you're going in? And you can't fight back, 'cause you're just too afraid. And it seems like the clouds in your sky don't want to change. You see, there's always another story, another side to every coin. And how you see your circumstance is all about a choice. When you see the rushing wind, feel the pouring rain, hear the thunder now as the clouds roll in. You're blinded by the lightning. Do you also hear that still small voice saying it's okay? You're not alone. You may be scared to death, but I won't let you go. And you may think the sky above is falling, but can you hear Jesus calling? Glimmer of hope as it all turned to gray. Well, start by counting your blessings one by one. And I'm sure right then you'll start to see the sun. You see, there's always another story, another side to every coin.
Jesus calling.
You know, you would think that we practice these shows.
You would think that.
The music and everything.
Absolutely.
Because it just folds right into what we're saying.
Absolutely. I mean, you and I are just sitting here. I don't believe this. Connie, if you're listening as you travel where you're headed,
that was amazing
because she listens to God just for what he wants there.
And
look at the timing on that.
Oh,
not planned, guys. Let that be a witness to you that that's the Holy Spirit.
One mind.
And he's wanting to remind you. I wrote some of it down. I've never heard that song. That still small voice saying, it's okay.
Yes.
You're not alone.
Yes.
Then count your blessings one by one.
Yeah. Think about that.
Wow.
If any person, a person who's depressed in the dump, the lowest dumps, if they would stop and count their blessings at that particular moment. I'm breathing.
Yes.
I'm on this side of death. You know, I'm alive.
I'm alive.
And, you know, it's a beautiful day outside. The sun is shining.
Yes.
I'm able to enjoy eating. If you stop and count your blessings, it will outnumber the whatever is bringing you down. Distract yourself from that.
Oh, my.
You know, turn your face the opposite direction.
Absolutely.
Don't look at the storm and that. Look. You know, don't listen to the thunders. Listen for the still small voice.
Oh, he just kept saying that. The still small voice.
Just, you know, there's so much more to rejoice about.
That's right.
Than there is to be.
It's time to rejoice.
Than there is to be depressed.
It is time to rejoice.
Time to rejoice.
Remember that old chorus we used to sing as kids, Nathan? Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Yes.
Count your blessings, see what God has done.
I remember that one.
You remember that? That's a long time ago. But that is really what this is talking about.
Yes.
Instead of majoring on the disappointments and the discouragements and the achiness in our body.
Right.
Or the way we physically feel, we stand up. And I really think that changing position makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you stand up. You know, stand up boldly and confidently. You walk around your house. You begin to praise God. You begin to declare the blessings.
Yes.
Say them out loud.
Say them out loud.
Because when you hear them come out of your mouth, you know, I have health.
Faith arises.
Yes.
Faith arises.
Yes.
Faith comes by hearing.
Amen. And that hearing is in the ING, which means it's going on. It's an ongoing thing. It does not say faith comes by having heard.
No.
It says faith comes by hearing. It's an ongoing thing. Present participle. Faith comes by hearing and hearing.
Hearing by the word of God.
And so what should we be listening to? The word of God. And if you...
And then say what the word says about you.
Yes.
Say what the word of God says about you. And it will lift you every time.
God's word says, I'm a conqueror.
I'm a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror. Yes, God says, I'm the beloved.
I'm the beloved.
I'm seated with him in heavenly places.
I'm victorious.
Victorious. Yes.
You know, the word of God, just, you know, when you start confessing what God says about you, you're not so bad.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And this is a good way to defeat the voice of the devil that tries to come.
That's right.
When you stand up, I mean, change position. Stand up, walk around your house. I do this. I mean, I seriously do. I'm glad it's just me and the doggies there because somebody else would probably think I was nuts. But I walk around that house and I declare what God is doing, the works of the Lord. Declare the works of the Lord. That's the blessings.
Yes.
You know, you declare that.
Yes.
And I take my Bible and I walk around and I just quote scripture and I just read it as I go and, you know, pray it out loud, like you said, out loud.
I'm just as crazy as you are.
You do the same thing. I know you do. But isn't it powerful? It changes us. There's a shift that goes
on, Brother Nathan, down on the inside of us.
When we hear the word and when we speak it out of our mouths.
That's right.
There's a shift that takes place.
We start listening to the voice of the Good Shepherd.
Amen. That's it. That's exactly what's happening. We're hearing the voice of the Good Shepherd.
Instead of the enemy that would come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Absolutely. The devil always wants to take your joy. He really does. He wants to take your peace. He wants you to live in chaos.
Yes.
I think one of the biggest
fear
is the opposite of faith.
Yes.
You know? Chaos is the opposite of peace.
Yes.
You know, joy is the opposite of depression, discouragement.
Yes.
And we don't have to stay in those negative places.
No, we don't.
But Nathan, so many people do stay there. They stay there. They have their pity parties, and nobody wants to attend parties like that.
Nope. There's only a party of one.
Party of one. I mean, because the devil wants you to feel sorry for yourself. Yes. If you're one of those out there today,
and he wants you to confine yourself. He wants you.
Yes.
He wants you to. He wants to hinder you, and keep you alone
and
lonely
and isolated.
Yes.
Once you become a hermit.
Yes, because there's no one to comfort you or encourage you.
Exactly.
You know, the word tells us to comfort others with what we've been comforted with.
That's exactly right.
You know, the Holy Spirit is our comforter.
Yes.
You know.
He so is.
So.
And the devil wants you to not go to God.
No.
He wants you to, in fact, Hebrews 4:16 says, let us go boldly,
yes.
You know, with confidence,
yes.
To the throne of grace to receive help in time of need.
Yes.
If you're depressed, discouraged, defeated, in pain, sick today, you need to be going boldly to the throne of grace.
Yes. And believe it.
Yes.
To receive it.
Believe it to receive it. Because what was that word you gave our people at the end of the service today?
Believe it to receive it.
Yeah.
Because the world would say, I see it, so therefore I believe it.
Right.
And the word would say, believe it to receive it.
Right. And then you're going to see it.
And then you're going to see it. Then you'll see it. That's
then
right.
You'll see it. You believe it first, then you'll see it.
That's right.
And guys, some of you out there, you believe the lie.
Yes.
You know, we said last week, don't buy the lie. Some of you already are in there. You're buying the lie.
Yeah.
You know, you feel your confession is negative when it comes out of your mouth. Perhaps you're saying life is awful. The economy's awful. You know, everything's bad. This is bad. That is bad. Everything is bad.
I can't get a job.
Because
the economy is bad.
Right. All of that. You know, the lies of the devil.
Yes.
And it's time to change our confession, what comes out of our mouth.
Drop your nets on the other side of the boat.
Woo! Amen. You know how many fish were on that other side? 153.
Oh.
That's very significant.
That's
153. Yeah, that's how many fish they got on the other side. They had been out there,
all night.
Peter, James, and John, and some of the disciples fishing all night long. And
caught nothing.
What are the chances of that?
Yes.
What are the chances of that?
And the fish were there.
They were there.
But they were waiting for the master.
Yeah. The fish were at his beck and call.
That's right.
And he said, hey, guys, fish, stay away from those guys for a minute. I want to teach them a lesson. And so then Jesus is standing on the beach. Hey, what's wrong with you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't caught any fish. We're worn out. We've been out all night.
All right. We're bringing our nets in.
Yeah.
We're done.
And he said,
throw your nets on the other side of the boat.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. And it got so full, it was straining the nets.
Straining.
It was straining. You know, I was like, whoa, where did they come from?
Well, you know.
They were there all the time.
They were there all the time. He was there all the time. That always makes me break into a song. But, you know, the 153 fish there, which is very interesting, what you just said. Jesus said, throw your nets on the right side, the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the right side, most people in this world are right-handed,
mm-hmm.
okay? And right in the Word of God is always talking about your authority,
mm-hmm.
okay? It's talking about your authority.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you take your sword in your hand, which is the Word of God, right? You take your sword in your hand and you start walking your floor and you start reading the Scripture and you declare it with authority. You know, we can declare it like a little wimpy kid.
And nothing happens.
But when we declare it with authority, what does happen?
The word.
Well, look what happened to Jesus. Stood on the beach and said, do this.
And they did it.
And they did it.
And it happened.
But he stood there, don't you think, on the beach with authority?
Yes.
And said,
please.
Go back out. Come on, sorry you guys are tired, but hey, get on out there.
Just one more time.
You know, one more time, throw your nets on the right side of the boat.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. And that means take your rightful authority.
Take your authority.
That's been given to you.
That's right.
Because Jesus said that you have the ability to bind the negativity in your life and to loose the positive.
That's
okay?
Right.
You can bind depression over yourself and loose happiness and joy over yourself in the name of Jesus. It's Matthew 18, starting with about verse 18 through 20, 21. You can bind and loose. You've been given that authority.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, we've been given the authority of the name of Jesus,
the
haven't
name
we?
Name of Jesus.
What do we do with that name, Brother Nathan?
Oh, my goodness. We can rout the enemy.
Rout the enemy.
Whoa. Any situation.
Sounds like a war.
Yes. That's the only war we should be fighting.
Mm-hmm. Rout the enemy. Send
rout
him on his way.
That's right. And when we see the enemy at work in someone else's life, because it shouldn't be at work in our lives.
Right.
We should already know that we have the victory.
Amen.
And we should be walking in that victory. But when we see him wrecking someone else's life, we take authority.
We take authority over it. And we say, no way.
No way. And
not doing that.
And we teach.
We teach the word.
We teach the word.
And we teach people how to fight.
We teach people how to fight and how to stand.
Exactly.
How to stand.
You know, if somebody goes and enlists in the Air Force right now, they're going to go to boot camp, I would imagine, for several weeks. And they're going to be taught how to fight, right?
Oh, yeah. And exercise.
Right.
Oh.
I've got a nephew who is now on, I won't say which police department in our area, but he's now a SWAT team member.
Oh, my.
He just got accepted in that. I'm so proud of him.
Wow.
But he has just gone through the SWAT training, and he said it was the worst. And he was an Air Force guy and policeman and whatever. He said this SWAT training is the worst that he has ever been through. Most exciting. He absolutely loves it. He tells his mother, my sister, don't worry about me. I'm doing what I want to do, you know.
But it was rough training.
It was rough training, but now he has that authority of a SWAT team member in our Tampa Bay area.
And don't you know he has the confidence to do the job?
This kid is so confident. He is so confident. And not in an arrogant, nasty way.
No.
He's just a sweetheart. But he knows his authority, and that's what we need to have, the authority of a SWAT team member.
Well, we are.
Woo! Because we have it.
We'd be swatting the enemy.
Swatting the enemy. That's exactly right. Wow. Wow.
Left and right.
Yes, we're going to get back to this discussion in a little while. We are so glad you've joined us on Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We are located at 3700 Almerton Road, Suite 206. It's in a wonderful new strip plaza.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there not quite even a year, and it was a brand new facility that we had to build out and paint and carpet and all that. And it's really homey, isn't it?
It's like
a little living room, isn't it?
It's nice.
It's not huge, but we got a dining room. We got a kitchen. We have room for a few more. We have room for more.
So come on.
And we can go to a second service if we need to.
Yes, we can do that.
So you know what? We've got room, and we welcome you to Beacon of Hope. Sunday mornings at 11. We start promptly at 11.
At 11 o'clock. But we start promptly at 10 o'clock with worship rehearsal.
Worship rehearsal. And today,
we call it worship rehearsal.
Oh, my. It was wild, Nathan. You and I wrote a song today.
Yes.
And that's like the third song now that we've written in just the last few weeks.
In worship,
we wrote a song that is just amazing.
God is good.
We'll play it sometime.
Yeah.
And it was just a mighty move of God's Holy Spirit. We ran through the songs we were going to do, but then we just went into the space. Special place with God. Oh my. Woo!
You know, God is good.
It was wild.
God is good.
And
if you let him, he'll take you to places you've never been.
Exactly. Absolutely. It's what he's doing for us at Beacon.
Amen.
We start at 11. We get done when we get done, when God gets done. And we had the nursing home ministry last Sunday. Wasn't that a blessing at Palm Garden and our dear Jeannie? That is so much fun.
Yes.
And Wednesday nights is Bible study. Pastor Jim's been doing this teaching on our Jewish roots, and we've got a couple more. Isn't it been good?
Man,
he's a powerful teacher of the word.
I'm excited to hear the feast, the Passover.
Because I
was talking to Sean about the fact that Christ is coming soon.
Yes.
We're living through these times.
Yes.
And all these feasts represent a certain time.
They do.
Represent a certain time. And how long does it take to get to a certain space of time? How long does it take?
Right.
And, you know, if we can figure that out, and sometimes some people have, then we can figure out, you know, the approximate time when Christ is coming.
He's coming back soon.
He's coming back soon.
He's not going to dilly-dally. I think it's going to be in our lifetime.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be incredibly awesome.
Just to step out of this body into our
new body.
Our new bodies.
But we're still going to recognize each other.
Yeah, but we're going to be looking good.
We're going to be looking good. We're going to look 20 or 30.
Yeah, looking good.
Boy, I'll tell you. But we're going to know each other. Praise God. said.
That's right.
Station ID, stay with us.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg. WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, and Wesley Chapel. And KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Sheridan, Little Rock, Arkansas. Welcome all of you and all those stations up there. Yes. So you're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, the senior pastor there. And Pastor Jim Ellsbury and our dear minister of music here, Nathan. Burton, what a joy it is to have you on the show today and back on the radio team. Yeah. It's fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It really is. It's and for blessing. All of you listening out there, we've been having a great discussion. We now have the ability, our engineer Bill in there has devised a way, haven't you?
Yes, I'm just checking out the Beacon of Hope Ministries website. I see sermons from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater. Click the star.
Yeah, yeah, we're putting more on. We're getting ready to put more on this week, and
Letters to Lori, still there.
Yeah, my book. Good. Yes, it's looking good.
Oh! They say that they're going to be changing that picture, though, where your car's out in front of your business, and there's
that needs to be changed because that was when we were moving in last year. And
but I'm sure somebody will get on that.
Yeah, we'll get that changed. But it's beautiful. I mean, the inside of our building is just really nice. That's before we had done all the building.
Oh, and then down at the bottom, there's a warning sign.
There is a warning sign on our website.
It's
yes.
in red. Tune it in. Is. It could change your life.
It can change your life. I know. That's what's happening right now. It's changing yours, Engineer Bill. Da, da, da. Oh, wait a minute. Boing, 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 boing. Yes. And where's your applause? Because today is the first show of our new fifth year. We completed.
Yes. Standing ovation.
Standing ovation for all those in the studio, all four of you. So anyway, it's exciting what God is doing at Beacon of Hope. We are so excited, and God is doing mighty things. We were talking before the break about Pastor Jim's series on Wednesday nights. Next Wednesday, not this one, but the next, we are actually going to have a Passover meal together.
Yes.
That's really exciting.
That's gonna be neat.
It's really going to be great.
But it's not going to be a lamb.
No, it's not going to be a lamb.
It's going to be finger food.
Yeah. But then he's going to have other things.
We can use our imagination.
He will. It's really cool. We did it last year, and it was really a cool experience. Yeah. Okay. So people are welcome. 7 o'clock Wednesday nights. Prayer meeting starts at 6:15 on Wednesdays. Mm. This Wednesday is soaking prayer meeting.
Oh, I thought it was Friday.
I mean Friday. You're exactly right. It's Friday.
Yeah.
It's Friday at 5:30-ish. And it's a great time where we just really listen to God, great music, have a word from God that I've got a great CD from Graham Cook to play this week.
And each one gets their individual word.
Yes.
And if you don't know how to listen for God, soaking night is a good way to practice.
Absolutely.
To listen for and hear the voice of God speak to you personally, individually.
Amen. Bring your Bible, bring a notebook, and get ready to write. And actually, we just move chairs back, and we get comfortable in a sleeping bag or
a pillow,
or something, or sit at one of the tables that we have for Bible study, and
or
we get comfortable.
Walk around.
I laid on the platform one time, and that was a wonderful thing, experience. I mean, I've sat at your piano different times, Nathan, during soaking night. Yeah, before you were back, praying for you. So, I mean, there's just a lot of places we can go in the building, and it's exciting. Anyway, that's this Friday night, and it starts around 5:30. We get done when we get done, usually around 9-ish, but, you know, just like...
We get done when we get done.
What can we say? So, anyway, the prayer ministry at Beacon of Hope is something else we need to mention before we go to this next song. It is just a powerful tool. Prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com. Anybody from anywhere, doesn't matter what church you go to, it doesn't matter any of that, send a prayer request to us. We have a mighty team, don't we?
It will get prayed for, believe you me.
Alice heads that up, and she's something else. And she, Deb, Pastor Jim, they get the request first. They write a little prayer, one of them does. Writes a prayer about that request. And we just thank God for all the requests that come in on a weekly basis. So many. If you want to be on the prayer team, no obligation in any way, just send a request to prayers at Beacon of Hope Ministries, that ends in IES.com, and ask to be put on the prayer team with your email address. And that's it.
That's it. And what's wonderful, I mean, we've got we've gotten answers to prayers
so
from
much.
As far away as Australia.
That was just a couple weeks ago. Like, wasn't that cool?
It was like Australia.
Yeah.
I mean, two weeks or so before, they sent the prayer request in.
Right.
And then 2 weeks later, they sent and acknowledged they got an answer.
Yes.
And thanked us for praying for
Yes.
And what a feeling.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's like, wow.
I heard from somebody today from Ghana.
Oh.
And I haven't responded yet. I haven't had time because that was, you know, I just noticed it on my phone as I was driving, but from Ghana. So who knows what God is doing here, Nathan? It's just spreading out all over, you know. We've had, you know,
God
we. That's right. Remember that
place.
Song you wrote?
Yeah.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. We'll have to do that.
Yes, we will.
In fact, when we were sending out the CDs of my sermons, which we still have a lot of CD series of my sermons that we were recording before that truck ran through our building in 08. And we still, Connie has a lot of those series on CD. We send them to you free. All you need to do is write us and ask for some series. Right. That's what this pastor did from Ghana today on that email. Mm-hmm. He was asking for CDs. You can go to our website again, beaconofhopeministries.com, pick out a series you'd like or more than one, whatever. And a lot of these were recorded back. We started recording in about 03, I think. It was about when you joined us, 03, 04, 05, 06. 07. There's a lot of series. Believe me, I've taught a lot of stuff over these years. But we have these huge maps in the office at Beacon of Hope where we put a pin where we sent the CDs. And if you remember the world map, it was, we were sending
loaded.
All over
yes.
until the truck ran through our building and all the pins fell off of the map. And so now we don't have the old pins up there because... But anyway, just the same, God knows where all those CD sets. Actually, a couple years ago, we figured up we have sent over 30,000 free CDs
Praise
around the
God.
World
Praise
in the years of Beacon of Hope.
God.
So that's pretty darn exciting.
That's exciting. Yes.
All right, let's listen to this new song by New Song, God Hears.
Done is done. It's just so hard to lose and then go on. When all you had is not enough, it's hard to fall and get back up. When you can't breathe and your heart has lost its song. But there is hope, my friend. You will sing again. 'Cause God hears. When there are no words to speak, God hears. When your sorrow runs deep and it feels like all your faith has disappeared, God hears. God hears. In a place they call Gethsemane, that's where he found his victory. When he told his father, not my will but yours. Jesus gave his life to rescue us, and he knew that it would be enough to conquer death and open heaven's doors. Rushing in, don't give up, you're not alone.
year, yeah. And there are no words to speak. God is here, yeah. And His healing runs deep. And all those questions that you had just disappear.
Wow. Praise God. What a beautiful song by New Song. Oof. God hears. Oof. I believe we've done that before on Living the Good Life, but Connie, what a great one to put on there. Mm. God's still God when He's quiet.
When He's quiet.
Oh, my.
He's still God.
I tell you, God's really been ministering to me about that whole concept, Nathan, mm-hmm. lately. You know, as I mentioned in our ministry staff meeting after church, I mean, it's just been a 7-year process with me. There have been so many times that it seemed like God was so quiet. God, where are you? What's going on? And over the last several months, He's just been really speaking and talking to me in a profound way. Let's go to the book of Lamentations, chapter 3. So we're going from John 10, go left in your Bible to Lamentations, chapter 3. We've been talking about the good shepherd, that the good shepherd is Jesus, that He knows His sheep, and that His sheep hear His voice. And I find this very interesting. God hears the song we just did here. And there are times that life seems pretty bad. And in the Message Bible, Nathan, I'm going to ask you to read, starting with verse 19 of Lamentations 3. It starts out with, I'll never forget the trouble.
Yes.
And go down through verse 24.
With my pleasure.
Okay.
I'll never forget the trouble, the utter lostness, the taste of ashes, the poison I've swallowed. I remember it all. Oh, how well I remember the feeling of hitting the bottom. But there's one other thing I remember, and remembering, I keep a grip on hope. God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. They're created new every morning.
Woo.
How great Your faithfulness. I'm sticking with God. I say it over and over. He's all I've got left.
Oh, my. I'm reading this in my little green NIV. Listen to this in Lamentations 3, starting with verse 21. Yet this I call to mind, therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, okay, we are not consumed. For His compassions never fail. I love verse 23 of Lamentations 3. They are new every morning. What's new every morning? His compassions are new. His love every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. We could burst into song there, right?
Yes.
Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Yes,
verse 24, I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for Him. The Lord is good. Now, we're talking about the good shepherd, Jesus, today from John 10. The good shepherd. And even in the book of Lamentations, written by the prophet Jeremiah, Jeremiah says this of the Lord in Lamentations 3:25. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. It is good to wait quietly. Oops, there's that waiting quietly and waiting on God to speak to us. For the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he's young. Wow. I mean, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies. New mercies. He's so great. God hears. Even when He's quiet, He hasn't gone anywhere. You know how we know that? God's Word says God will never leave you or forsake you.
This portion I like to read.
Go ahead.
It just says, when life is heavy and hard to take, go off by yourself. enter the silence.
Yeah.
Bow in prayer. Don't ask questions. Wait for hope to appear. Don't run from trouble. Take it full face. The worst is never the worst.
Woo! Go on. Read the next.
Why? Because the master won't ever walk out and fail to return.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Praise.
Yes,
God.
He won't ever walk out and fail to return. Because why? Because he never leaves us or forsakes us.
Never forsakes us. That's right. If he works severely, he also works tenderly.
Mm-hmm.
His stockpiles of loyal love are immense.
Woo!
He takes no pleasure in making life hard and throwing roadblocks in the way.
You know, that is profound, and I love that in the Message Bible, because the devil wants us to think, this is another lie,
that God does like to throw stuff on us.
Yeah, that he puts roadblocks or disease on us.
Disease.
That's not from God. That's a lie of the enemy.
Something for us to endure.
Right.
As a patient soldier.
That's right.
You know, a loyal, faithful servant under this burden.
Well, and even the prophet Jeremiah knew that wasn't God's nature. We're saying here today, dear ones, God's nature is good. He's the good shepherd.
He's a good God.
He loves us.
Good God.
He loves us so much. The whole central theme of the gospel is this. You've all heard it, and you hear me say it all the time, John 3:16. For God so loved
the world. And I'm in the world, so that includes me.
That includes you.
that he gave his only begotten Son,
mm-hmm.
that whosoever I am or whosoever
Amen.
Believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
You know, and that verse does not say whoever is Anglo, white Anglo-Saxon, or whoever is just Oriental or Filipino
or African-American.
It doesn't say anything like that. It does not have those distinctions. It says whosoever believes in him.
Whosoever.
Right? The key there is believing.
Believing.
And we've been talking about that. And the key to success in your life and getting out of some of the problems you're in is beginning to change your mindset to believe that you serve the good shepherd.
The good shepherd, good God, and that he hears us.
Mm.
Man, just the fact that when we pray, our prayers are not bouncing off the walls.
Absolutely.
Are bouncing off the ceiling, but our prayers go into his ear.
Amen. They go into his ear.
Into his ear.
Psalm 18:6.
Yes, and he hears us.
Amen. And
if he hears us, then he answers.
And you just quoted 1 John 5:14-15. This is the confidence that we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, then we know we have the requests that we have asked from him.
Yes.
Your doggies, Pookie, Sarah, and Fresca,
mm-hmm.
they know that you guys are going to feed them.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
And when they hear the food going in the pan, they come running, right? I mean, they're hungry. They know they're going to be fed. They don't stand there and look up at you and say, I wonder if this is poison today.
No, they don't doubt it.
They don't doubt it, right?
They
know that you're good and you're going to take care of them in a good way.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Now, how much, the word talks about, Jesus said in Matthew, I think it's chapter 6, he said, I take care of the sparrows.
Mm-hmm.
If I take care of the birds and the insects and everything, how much more you?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
How much more does God take care of us? Because he is the good shepherd.
Yes.
And he says in John 10, going back there, that my sheep hear my voice.
Yes.
You know, God does not try to confuse you, dear listener. The devil tries to confuse you.
Yes.
God is not a God of confusion.
No, he's not.
He's not. He's straightforward. He doesn't double talk you.
No.
And, you know, he really tells you the way it is.
Yes.
And the word is so clear. Even when Jesus was talking in parables, in the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he would sit down and go, okay, let me explain that to you.
Yes. And he would use the story that was common to that era, to that day, so that people could understand it.
Exactly.
And they could make the comparison, and they could get the spiritual understanding from a practical or...
Why did he do that?
Because he loved them.
He loves them. He loves us. And so God wants to talk to you, my friend.
Right.
I mean, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. Okay? And guys, we got to get that down on the inside of us. The devil has done a real snow job on people to let them think that it's real hard to hear from God. It's not hard to hear from God at all.
It's not hard to hear from God at all. And it's not hard to get to God.
He's right here. He's in the pages of your Bible.
Yes.
You need to read it.
Read it.
Not just keep it in the trunk of your car.
Or in the back seat.
Back seat of your car.
His voice is there. His voice is there. His word is there.
He wants to speak.
And he wants to speak to you. He wants to know you. He wants you to know him. He wants to be intimate with you.
Amen.
And intimacy is a difficult issue with people nowadays because trust has been betrayed so often.
Especially by church leaders.
Oh, especially. And so we kind of keep God at arm's length.
Right.
You know, okay, yeah, I believe that. I believe that's true for some people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's true for me, like God healing.
Right.
I can pray for your healing.
Right.
You know, I don't know that I could pray for my healing because, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know how important I am to God.
But see, that's what God wants us to settle.
That's right.
That we are just as important as the next person.
Yes.
That God loves, for God so loved the world.
Yes.
You know, there's no respecter of persons, whether you're black, white, gay, straight, whatever you are, God loves you.
God
you know,
loves you.
He That's loves right. you. It doesn't matter if you're ornery as all get out. God loves you. And some of you out there are ornery as all get out. But you know what? Just the same, God loves you. And the good shepherd wants to speak to you in a loving way.
Yes.
But now, Nathan, I think that a big part of our problems hearing from God is that we don't ever shut up long enough to listen.
Yeah, because our prayers are often gimme, 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 gimme.
Right. And so often we don't.
I want.
Right.
You know.
And God wants us to spend time
just to
listening.
Talk to him
yes.
and listen to him. And listen to him. A conversation is talking and listening. It's two way. And often our conversation with God is one way.
Right.
And although God is not a human, so that he rejects that conversation, but I think that he expects us to grow and mature.
He does.
To a place where we realize that our conversations with God should be two ways.
Exactly.
And, you know.
Totally. In our ministry staff meeting, I told you about something that happened to me this past week where God told me I had jury duty and I got out of there finally the middle of the afternoon and didn't have to sit for a murder trial. Praise God. Mm. I would have done it, but I wasn't looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, long story. I'm glad, you know, that I had the opportunity. Anyway, I got home and I felt like God saying to me, spend quality time with me. Don't go on. I was going to do some work, you know, real mm-hmm. estate. Don't do anything. Sit down with me and listen to me.
And, were you obedient?
Oh, I was obedient. And because I am learning to love those times okay. so much. And God said, I have some questions to ask you.
Oh.
Now, I'm not going to read those. They're in my little black
right,
journal here.
Right.
But I did read them to you folks and the ministry staff
yes.
today. 8 questions that God asked me. And they were powerful, weren't they?
They were.
They put me on the spot.
Yes.
And they really did.
They were very direct.
Yes.
And some of them even sounded like they had some pain involved
yeah,
with them.
There were, because I was crying when I read it, right?
And, yes. and some submission that
submission.
Was required.
Absolutely.
You know, that you had to let go of some previous notions and feelings about certain things and certain people, and you had to let go of how you would handle certain circumstances,
mm-hmm.
and listen and let God show
Ooh.
You how to handle the situation. And that ministered to me. Those 8 questions really ministered to me a great deal. They were very powerful.
I want to talk more about that to you when we come back from this song. It is a great song, Russ Lee and Michael O'Brien, When Life Gets Broken.
My hands reaching out with no one to hold. You've been abandoned with
with no place to go. Wounded and wanting, such desperate times. Cold, bitter tears are filling your eyes. Get a glimpse of Jesus, for he is right there with you. When life gets broken, when you're in despair, you carry your burden, but when it's too much to bear, it's down in the valley where he'll give you strength, and there is nothing you have lost that he can't replace. He'll help you start all over.
Song when life gets broken, it's too much to bear.
And it does, doesn't it?
And we've had those times.
And it, you know, to hear us over the radio station,
right?
The many times that we share, it sounds like our lives are always up in the mountaintops.
They haven't always been rosy,
have they,
Nathan?
Always been on the mountaintops. There's been many times been in the valley, but it's down in the valley where He gives us strength, where He strengthens us, and He comforts us.
He does. And, you know, you and I were put together in ministry back in 03, and then some people got in the middle and some things happened and situations happened, and you and Sean were out of the ministry for a while. And I always knew that, my right arm was gone, you know, that something was missing, you know. I had to keep on plugging and knowing that I had to keep serving the Lord and keep on ministering and keep on doing everything. But there was that period of time that you were not with us on the air. You were not with us in the service playing the keyboard where you need to be. And you and I weren't writing songs together, and we were not doing those things. And
life was broken.
Life was broken. Life was broken.
Life was broken.
And several months back, during one of our radio shows, at the end of the radio show, I got in the car and there was a little email from you. And you had listened that day and your heart was broken. Mm-hmm. And you were reaching out. Mm-hmm. And we communicated a little bit, but you weren't ready at that point. It wasn't God's perfect timing for you to come back. And it became such a matter of prayer with several of us. And Connie and I came to your home the first Friday of February, and unannounced. You didn't know we were coming. Mm-hmm. And it was such a blessed time of restoration and forgiveness.
Yes.
And I am hearing from so many people now, Nathan, that at one time maybe were my sheep, you know, in mm-hmm. in my church in Indiana, or sheep that were here at Beacon and haven't been coming. And God is in a season of restoration and healing. And the fact that you're sitting right here with me as we begin our fifth year, and that number is grace, yes. and you're sitting with me on our first show of our fifth year, is only God's grace. It's God's restoration,
yes, it is.
And his healing that has taken place. And it's like you and I were never apart in all those years. It's like we were never apart. I mean, the anointing this morning when all that worship was going on, and you and I mean, back and forth, we were writing this song, and it was just so powerful, what God was doing. And it was like we had never, ever been apart, you know?
Yes, but just think how much further along we could be right now.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I've learned a whole lot from all of that.
So, yeah.
And whoever you are out there, if there are people in your life that you need to be restored to, you need to take a step seek God and say, yes. God, should I be yes. the one to take that first step? Should I be the one to write the email? Should I be the one to reach out? Because if that is what God's wanting you to do, then do it. Hear his voice. Do it. Because, yes, Nathan and I have wasted a few years here. But we're back right where we belong now.
Yes.
And God is
yes.
moving mightily yes. between us together and in the ministry. And I just praise God because both of us were willing and obedient. And it says in Isaiah 1:18, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the best of the land.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of people, they stay away from the blessing that God has for them because they're not willing. They get stubborn. They dig their shoes in and say, so-and-so's going to have to come here and ask me to forgive them. You know what I'm saying? And and we can get into that place of stubbornness. We can get into that place of needing something to happen.
Rejection.
Yeah, because we're afraid of rejection. We don't like it. I hate it.
Yes.
I don't like it when people walk away from me and withhold their love and their support and all of that. I don't like that at all. Nobody likes that. It doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
God is saying in this season, Brother Nathan, one of the things he said to me in those 8 questions was, would I be willing?
Mm-hmm.
He said, are you open to restoring some that want to come back and want to be a part of what God is doing in right. this ministry? And of course, my answer is absolutely yes.
Mm-hmm.
I will put my arms around in loving and forgiving and restoration. That is what this ministry is all about. Our slogan is where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives.
That's right.
So I don't know if you wanted to comment on any of that, but we weren't planning on talking about any of that, were we?
Well,
woo!
I don't want to start crying.
But you're almost there, brother. Right. I can see it right now in your beautiful eyes.
But I just praise God that I am back because I felt like I was that right arm or whatever that was missing. And I just, you know, I just felt like, you know, God, you've given me so much and now I'm not using it. I'm not able to use it for you.
Right.
And, you know, we looked at other places, other churches, and we didn't fit.
Because you fit at Beacon. Some people fit at certain ministries.
Oh, yeah.
Not everybody fits at Beacon of Hope.
No.
Not everybody does. No, they really don't.
And they don't hang around.
Right, and they usually don't stay if they don't fit. But you are exactly right about that. God has a ministry that is for you.
Yes.
Some of you from other states actually fit with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so perhaps that's going to be through this radio ministry or some of the services that we're going to go out and do as time comes along here in the next several months. We believe God is opening doors of opportunity for us to get out there and meet some of you.
Face to face.
Face to face. So we don't know how it's all going to unravel. Mm. We just know that it is. And we're willing.
Yes.
And we're so willing to do everything God wants us to do.
And we're excited about it.
And we are. We're so, so excited about that. Because this is a ministry of restoration and healing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we've lived through it, so we know it's possible.
It is. It's possible. And that love that I have for you, Brother Nathan, never went away.
Never went away.
But I had a hard time listening to your music, like on your CD, because it hurt me so much when I'd listen to it, because I missed you so. You know, it just hurt. It was just a pain in my heart.
Yeah.
And there are...
Well, we listened to that CD because those songs were songs I had written.
Yes.
And service is there.
Yes.
And so we listen to it often.
Right.
I mean, we have it in the car even now.
Right. You know, I do too. It's in my player right now.
You know.
Now I can listen to it great because I'm no longer hurting, you know. The one we did this morning that you wrote, It's All About You, Jesus. What a powerful song.
Yes, it is powerful.
And Nathan, that is really what it's all about. It's all about Jesus.
It's about Jesus, yeah.
It's all about Jesus working in our lives.
It's not about our petty stuff.
No.
You know.
It's not.
It's not about that. It's about evangelism.
It is. Getting out there.
It's about healing lives. It's about... My heart right now, I just feel that we need to send out a word of healing. That there are people that are hurting, that are in need of healing.
Yes.
Physical.
Yes.
Emotional. And spiritual.
Amen.
Healing. There are some people that have known God in the past. They've known the joy of his salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And circumstances and things have happened that have caused them to fall away.
Right.
Or to walk away or to run away.
Amen.
And they need to turn around and run back.
They need to be restored.
They need to be restored.
To the Good Shepherd.
To the Good Shepherd. And, you know, I don't know, you know, where to tell them they need to go, or all I know is they need to find that quiet place.
That's exactly where they need
to go, and just sit.
Like
that verse said, don't say anything
when life gets heavy.
Don't say anything. Just listen for the voice, for that still small voice, to talk to them and to tell them where their restoration is to take place.
Yes.
But I mean, we do need the fellowship of other Christians. We do need to be together and share the joy of the Lord, because one alone, you can worship God and you can praise God and you can have a joyful time. You can read the word and all those things. But without the fellowship.
We got to have it.
Without the fellowship, there's something missing.
Ugh. I wouldn't trade our times, you know, in our Beacon services for anything in the world. They are wonderful. And years ago when I pastored the church in Cornerstone, 7 years to the day, by the way, what mighty moves of God. Oh, mighty moves of God were just, people were just, they fell down all over the place and just in God's, because of the power of God and the healings that occurred. And that's what God is doing right now. We are going to pray for you, our friends, in just a moment. Get ready to be zapped by God right now. And you're going to be right now as you hear this song by Terry McCallum, one of our favorites, Holy, Holy, Holy.
You are holy, 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 God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise.
Wow. Praise God. We bless you, God. Bill, we're going to have you put that on.
I was just going to ask you, this is one of those songs you want me to play again.
Yeah, but, you know, wait a minute, and I'll tell you when, and then, like, keep it down, you know, a little bit, and I'm going to talk over it, okay, in just a little while. Oh, my. Praise the living God. He is so holy and so wonderful. And Brother Nathan, he is doing a fresh work in the land. He is restoring. I declare right now, thus saith the Lord, if you are out there right this moment and you are weary and you are discouraged and you are defeated and you are sick and you are diseased and you are just at the end of the line in some areas in your life, the Lord your God would say to you today, be encouraged. Rise up, my child, and know that I, the Lord your God, love you with an everlasting love. I am the good shepherd, saith God. I am the one that cares about every detail of your life. I am the one that is putting you in a specific pasture where you can receive healing, where you can receive the word, where you can receive instruction in the word, and where you can flourish and become all that I have called you to become. And so I declare to you, my child, right now, this is your new day. Do not walk in the ways of yesterday. Do not look back, but look forward and step into the new place that I have for you. And know, my child, know beyond a doubt that I, the Lord your God, bring healing in my wings. I bring salvation in my wings. I bring deliverance to you. I bring all those wonderful blessings financially that you need. I bring joy into your life. I bring people into your life that will bless you abundantly. This is your new day, my child. Walk in it. Receive it by faith. Walk in it. This is your new day, yes, saith thank your Jesus. God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, hallelujah.
He has ears to hear, let him hear.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. If there's anyone out there right now at the sound of our voices that does not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior,
yes,
all it is believing and speaking.
Believing and speaking.
You believe with your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead,
yes,
and then you speak that, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. You believe in your heart that God died on a cross, his son Jesus died on a cross for your sins and your sicknesses, and then you confess that with your mouth, and
yes,
you say, I believe that Jesus Christ died on a cross for my sins and my sicknesses,
yes,
and I receive him now as
yes,
my personal Lord and Savior,
yes,
and the healer,
Jesus,
of my body.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some of you out there need to declare this.
Yes.
Ask God to forgive you for anything and everything you've
yes,
ever said or done
yes,
that was not pleasing to him.
Thank you, Jesus.
And begin to walk in the blessings that
yes,
are yours.
Yes.
It's time to quit looking back and quit looking at yesterday's failures and look forward to what God has in store for
yes,
you.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my.
Thank you, Jesus. My,
oh, my.
Thank you, Lord.
The good shepherd wants to bless
thank
you mightily,
Lord,
and he wants to
thank
remind you,
Jesus,
of his goodness.
Thank you, Jesus.
He wants to remind you that the devil comes to steal,
kill,
and
destroy.
And destroy.
But he has come that you might have life.
Amen.
And that you might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
There's someone out there that is paralyzed. That you're paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay.
Receive your healing.
Receive it right now.
Receive your healing. Stand up and
yes,
walk.
Yes.
Stand up and walk in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
You are
yes,
yes.
Holy
stand
Father,
up.
Stand up. Don't question it. Don't. If it is you, you feel the tugging in your heart, the Holy Spirit. It's God. That's God. That's
God.
God. And
yes,
that's God's healing power.
Yes.
His restorative power. He's regenerated your spine.
Ooh, praise
and
God.
You can stand now. And you can walk. You can move your toes. You can walk. You can dance. You can dance in the Holy
Ooh,
Spirit. Because you are whole right now in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Please write us and let us know
pastor at BeaconofHopeMinistries.com. Somebody right now, Brother Nathan, I just feel this is going to be between back and forth between us. I don't know. I just really feel that somebody's neck bones have been severely injured. In the back of your neck, you've even had a surgery, and God is saying that he is going to heal you right now.
Yes.
And you are going to just put, go reach around.
It's done.
Yeah, just reach around.
Turn your neck.
Just turn your head. It's a done deal.
It's done.
Woo! Praise God.
Flexibility has been restored.
Praise God.
It's operating the way God intended for it.
Praise God.
In the beginning. It's done. It's done. There's someone out there who is dealing with narcolepsy, who's dealing with headaches.
Yes. Yes.
And they're not from God.
Yes.
They're not a test.
Yes.
They are not something for you to bear up under and to bear as a good soldier of the cross.
Right.
They are a lie from Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And you are to reject them and renounce them right now in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Tell them
God.
To be gone. And before it is even out of your mouth, you are healed.
Yes.
Say, I am healed.
Praise God.
And you are healed. And walk it out. Just every time it knocks at your door, shut the door.
Amen.
Tell them no.
Amen.
No. Do not allow it to come back. Do not allow it to have any place in your life in the name of Jesus.
Woo.
In the name of Jesus, you are healed.
I agree with you. Right now, there's somebody with a hip that has been replaced that's having a lot of problems with that hip. Put your hand on that hip right now. Your hand on that hip and declare with us that you are healed by the name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb. Put your hand on that hip right now.
And you'll feel it move into place. It's dislocated. And that's one reason why you're in so much pain when you're trying to walk.
Praise God.
You put your hand on it and push, and it'll move right back into place.
Praise God.
In the name of Jesus.
Woo!
In the name of Jesus.
Wow.
It's happening right now. It's happening right now. Right now. Right now. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I am timid to say this, but Lord, I trust you and I believe you wholly. There is someone who is listening. There is someone who is listening who has been diagnosed with AIDS. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Speak with your mouth.
Yes.
Believe in your heart.
Yes.
I am healed.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. You are healed in Jesus' name. Because what is AIDS is nothing to the Lord. It's nothing to the Lord. It is nothing to the Lord.
Amen.
It's gone.
Woo.
He has authority. Everything that has a name has to bow to the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus, you are healed.
We agree right
that right
God.
Now. Thank God.
I was just hearing, I agree with exactly what you just said.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
I hear that there is somebody here that's had a diagnosis of cancer in the last 7 days.
Mm.
Sometime in the last 7 days, you had a diagnosis of cancer. And the Lord would say to you, he is calling this out so he can heal you right now.
Thank you.
So
Jesus.
Receive your healing by faith. I don't know who you are. I'm thinking you're a woman. You may not be. I don't know, but that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a woman, so I think you are. And maybe there's more than one person,
there's more than one person.
You think there is?
There is.
Okay. All right.
They declare. They received the diagnosis this past week.
Yes.
And God, who loves you, who is the good shepherd, is healing you right now.
Yes.
We speak the name of Jesus over this cancer. We curse this cancer. We command it to dry up and be gone in the name of Jesus. And you are healed. Speak with your mouth. I am healed.
Amen.
Just say it. I am healed.
Amen.
And you're healed. In
and
Jesus
the next
name.
Time you go back for those tests,
that's right.
it's all gone.
It's going to be gone. It's gonna, there's not going to be a symptom. There's not going to be a scar. There's not going to be anything of it left. You'll be totally healed in Jesus' name.
God is healing bipolar mental disease
right now.
If that is you, take your healing by faith and stand on it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bipolar disease is not of God.
Not
you do not need
not
to keep it. Let it go right
it
now
go
in Jesus' name and claim
thank
your
you,
healing.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Dementia in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
There's someone that has been diagnosed with mild dementia.
Yes.
And it's headed in the wrong direction.
Right.
In the name of Jesus, we just speak to this spirit. We bind you. We bind you, you spirit of dementia, and we cast you out in the name of Jesus.
Woo.
And this person, receive it.
Praise God.
It's gone.
Praise
it's gone
God.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
There's somebody out there, I think there's more than one somebody who's been very hurt by church leaders. Somebody out there may have been very hurt by me personally. And if so, I ask you to forgive me. I don't know who you are. But receive the healing that God wants to do in you and the restoration that he wants to do in you. And walk in newness of life and let go of the past. Forgive. And move forward, because that is what God is saying to you right now.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive and move forward.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Be restored. Be restored to the family of the Beacon of Hope.
Wow.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Take it up.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the ministry. We thank you for the power of the Spirit. We thank you that you're going about all of the listening area, Lord. That you're touching these people, that you're healing them.
Praise
that you're bringing wholeness to them.
Yes.
Wholeness to their bodies.
Jesus.
Lord, you told them you've come to give them life.
Yes.
That the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
And therefore you're restoring their life, you're restoring limbs. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We see healings going all around. I see like lights.
It's just everywhere.
Like lights, just bright.
It's just flying
lights.
Around.
And the Holy Spirit, by
praise
your power,
God.
Father, you're healing people within our voice. And that are under our voice, they're listening to this message right now. They're receiving their healings right now.
Praise God.
And they're denying the curse.
Yes.
The curse has been reversed.
Praise God.
They are
God.
Healed. They are empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
They are empowered by the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Diseases has to go.
Amen.
Defects has to go.
Praise
God. In the name of Jesus. You're healed.
Praise God.
You're healed. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we so agree. Thank you, Jesus. You're a wonderful, wonderful Lord and
you
Savior. We love
shepherd.
You so much. You
are
the good shepherd.
We love you, Lord.
And we hear your voice, and you've been speaking to us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us the boldness to come to the throne room, Lord.
Amen.
And with confidence to speak forth the things that you've given to us to speak forth.
Amen.
And Lord, we believe.
Yes.
That we receive what you have said.
Amen.
And Lord, I just believe we're going to hear from these people this week.
Yeah.
They're going to let us know about the healings that are taking place in their bodies.
Praise God.
And Lord, I just really want to hear from this paralytic person.
Yes.
I can't call him that anymore because he's
healed. Paralytic.
He's healed.
And I paraplegic.
Yes. And I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
praise
you, Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Ooh, we're so glad you've been with us today on Living the Good Life. It's been powerful, and this show will be up on our website tomorrow afternoon, beaconofhopeministries.com. It ends in IES, www.beaconofhopeministries.com. And whether you listen to this live or you listen to it a year from now does not matter, because the Holy Spirit does the same work. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's live or if it's recorded, because God has a way of getting in there and doing a powerful work. Wow. We welcome you to Beacon of Hope, Sunday mornings at 11, Wednesday nights at 7. And you can go to our website and my three books are there that I've written, and Nathan's CD, just that all the music that you wrote on the first CD.
Yep.
And there's just so much there on the website. And we encourage you to go there and visit our website and hang around and write a comment. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But Nathan, I agree with you. We want to hear from these people. They can write us at either prayers@ or pastor@ beaconofhopeministries.com. com. Either one's going to come straight to my email. They are automatically go to my personal email. So pastor at Beacon of Hope Ministries or prayers at Beacon of Hope Ministries.com.
Somebody get a call from you tonight.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh, that would just be fantastic. So you know what? God's doing a mighty thing. Thank you, Brother Nathan. Thank you, Connie. We begin our fifth year today. Amen. It's a great time in the Word of God. We want to hear from you. God bless you. Have a great week. And if you're in the Tampa Bay area, why don't you join us for a service Sunday morning at 11, Wednesday night at 7. Friday night this week is Soaking Night prayer meeting. Wow, wow, wow. Feel like we've been having that today.
Yes.
It's been a wild day, hasn't it? So we just hope you're having a good week. If you have any prayer requests, remember, we are here for you.
Yes.
Write us at prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com. We want to hear from you, and then send us your praise report after you get that answer.
Yes.
Prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com. It's not far to Jesus. Been a great day.
Been a great
Love
day.
You so much.
Yes.